It is the coffee hour.
It is.
I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Gilson.
It's Monday morning.
It is. It's cold.
It's very cold. But you have your coffee to warm you up.
I do. I understand why people wear like wool socks now, because my feet were cold when I came in this morning.
Did you bike this morning?
I didn't. I would have been warm if I was biking.
Well, single digits are non-biking weather for you.
No, right? And 15 is about my cutoff right now. Yeah, until I get a face covering that, you know, whoops, that my nose won't freeze.
Thank you for that demonstration.
Whacking the mic around.
Monday morning, pretty chilly here in St. Louis. I was 7 when I got up to head out the door. I still made it to the gym barely.
There you go.
I still made it to the gym to work out. And my plan was go a little bit later, because I had some things to take care of before I went to the gym this morning, and everybody else had the same plan.
Really busy?
It was hard to get a lane this morning in the pool.
Yeah, that's rough, because there's like limited space, so you can't like elbow people. I mean, you could elbow people out of the way, I guess, if you wanted to, but that might not end well.
People, I think I've earned a reputation, because people avoid sharing a lane with me because I have such bad form.
they know. They spot you coming in and they
look out for that guy.
Move out of the way.
He's flailing all over the place. Oh, it is Monday morning, chilly St. Louis. And yesterday there was something going on TV.
Yeah.
People were excited about.
Yeah.
Or disappointed. I'm not sure.
Or just non-committal either way.
some didn't watch at all. Yes, non-committal. Yes.
Yeah. Or it was just for the commercials.
In our home, I'm not a football fan. Yay, go sports team.
Yeah, we're not really football. NFL football, anyway.
Yeah. There are very few sports. I mean, there's nothing that we follow very closely. We're not opposed to going to sporting events or enjoying. We're not anti-sports. but we had the game on yesterday. It was particularly more about the food and the halftime entertainment and things like that.
Of course,
watching passively. There were a few plays that I know nothing about, but they were kind of entertaining when I watched one player leap over another and catch the ball like in midair. That was early
that was
on.
Fun.
That was in the first half of the game. So
yeah, I think I remember that.
First or second quarter. I can't remember. You think you remember that? I don't know what that play was called, but it was pretty impressive. Okay, I should not talk about things of which I know nothing about.
Yeah, apparently.
So what was the Super Bowl like in the Gulseth household yesterday? Not really any particular team you were rooting for.
No, I'm a Lions fan, so that shows you how many Super Bowls I get to watch and root for my team. And my husband is, well, he's a Chiefs fan, but he's more of a college football guy. So, but he was doing our taxes, which was really exciting. I was browsing Facebook and sort of watching, but we quote unquote watched most of the game. I was actually really happy that I decided to watch it though, because it was actually really exciting, even though I didn't care who won.
What was the, for a middle of the road football fan?
Sure.
What was the exciting thing about the game, or particularly, you said the end, near the end of the game, the last 2 minutes of the game.
The end,
right?
Was fantastic. Yeah. There was a lot of offense, which is, for somebody that doesn't care who really wins, it's fun when both teams are scoring a lot, because then you get to see a lot of scoring plays, which are always exciting. Mm-hmm. And there was a lot of mishaps too. Like the kickers couldn't get the ball through the uprights for the first half, which was interesting. And some of the plays were just kind of fun. Like both of the quarterbacks had to try to catch a pass, and one succeeded and one failed pretty miserably. So that was fun. And yeah, the end of the game was exciting because it was so close.
Yeah
It was like within one play or within one score for I don't know how much of the last of the fourth quarter. But yeah,
you know what the excitement was in our house at the end of the game? Like, what time is going to end, and did it coincide with bedtime so that our son would get to bed?
Yeah.
We were trying to get him to bed before the end of the game.
Oh, man.
So that we could watch the show after the game.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Well, for a little while there was a chance that they were going to tie it. And I was not happy about that though, because I was like, I gotta get up.
Right.
I gotta go to bed. So you guys, like, somebody needs to win in regulation, because overtime can't happen. Not tonight.
That's only happened what, once in history?
Oh, I don't even know.
A game has gone into overtime because, you know, I'm such a big football fan.
I mean, you know this and I don't, apparently.
Little bits of information that we really are useless, but
yeah, yeah.
So my wife introduced me to a video series on Facebook, a Facebook video series called Tom versus Time.
Huh.
Have you heard about this?
No, I got to look it up.
Okay. You know, my fascination about biomechanics and all these things. If you don't, all you have to do is read our bios on the KFUO.org website.
Or have coffee with you for an hour. And
somewhere in the conversation, biomechanics will come up.
It's true.
So, she said, I know you're not a football fan, but there's this series on Tom Brady. And again, not a football fan. And many, I know that's kind of like a nation divided thing. Either you like Tom Brady or you don't.
Yeah.
There aren't a whole lot of folks who are kind of on the fence there. I don't really have an investment either way, but the series is interesting. It's, they're all like 10, 15 minute videos on Facebook, Tom versus Time. I'll get to the name of the production. I think it's a production company or it's in a series. Anyway, I'll get to that in just a minute, but it's particularly about, the fact that, he's past retirement age in NFL career.
Mm-hmm.
So how does he maintain the physical body, the physical stamina to stay in the game?
Mm-hmm.
What are the things that he's doing? And it's all the physical, the mental, all the things that he does in order to stay on top of his game. It's really quite fascinating.
Hmm.
Especially the biomechanics part, because that's the most important part. He has a body coach.
Whoa. That sounds serious.
I thought it was like a personal trainer or a physical therapist or something like that. His title's body coach.
Hmm.
But interesting information in that, whether you like him or not, it was quite fascinating when it came to what he was doing to stay on top of the game. He's a very focused guy.
Yeah.
I was quite fascinated by that too, just how focused he is. I wish I had that focus sometimes. I'm so easily distracted. Okay, so the Super Bowl, not that big of a deal other than last 5 minutes in your household. What about you, listener? Was it a big deal in your household? Send us an email, coffee@kfuo.org. Love to hear what your thoughts are. Yeah.
There was one thing, though. So at the beginning of the game, when they were introducing the players, I was like, oh, maybe I should decide who I'm going to root for according to where they went to college, because I'm a big U of M fan, Michigan fan, which means I'm not a big Ohio State fan at all. So I was like, maybe I could do it that way. So as they were introducing, the players were introducing themselves in their colleges, and it ended up that it failed a little bit, because I didn't really want to root for the Patriots. I don't really not like them, but, you know. So both teams ended up with a Michigan player. Tom Brady, of course, went to Michigan. And the Eagles had an Ohio State player. So I was like, oh, man, if I do it that way, I have to root against the Eagles. And I'm like, I don't really want to root against the Eagles.
That's interesting logic applied to your...
Yeah.
Your.
I was curious. It didn't work out the way I wanted it to, though.
What is the source of this great animosity between Michigan and Ohio?
We just don't like each other.
That's so
Michigan,
sad.
Michigan and Ohio, yeah.
Can't we all just get along?
No. Nope. That is a hard and fast rivalry.
You know, for us, it was all about the show after the Super Bowl.
Oh, that's, yeah.
We follow the series, This Is Us. Fascinating series, brilliant writers. I wouldn't necessarily say it's something that we as a whole family watch together. We have a young son, so there are topics and themes that come up in it that we'll wait until later to talk about with our son. But for us as a couple, it's been fascinating because of the topics, the issues that it brings up in a way that challenges you to have conversation about it. And as husband and wife, or as other family members as well, it challenges you to think about it. Think about issues in such a way that aren't necessarily what you would typically see in mainstream media. So anyway, last night was the big reveal. Like, you, and all your questions would be answered. And so I was trying to hang in there and stay awake and watch it. Of course, our son did not want to stay asleep, so he kept getting up. And so we didn't really get to catch the whole story.
It was pretty late.
Yeah, it was. It was much later.
Yeah.
For early radio people, that it just doesn't work well. Fortunately, we can watch it again later on and get the full story. And it was, as I was watching the episode, I was like, yes, because I'm always trying to figure out what's going to happen next.
You're one of those people when you watch TV.
Yeah, when I watch movies or TV, because I can generally tell you what's going to happen next, or how, you know, what the nature of the problem is in the movie usually, and it ruins it for my wife usually, but she'll still watch the rest of the movie. This is one TV series that that I cannot get ahead in. I thought I had figured it out, but then
it stumped you.
There was a twist right in the middle of the story, and I don't want to ruin it for anybody who might be following.
Spoilers.
No spoilers. But anyway, that's enough about TV and stuff.
Yeah.
We've got more great stuff coming up this week. We've got all kinds of fun topics and visitors this coming week.
Yeah, we have a bunch of different topics going on.
Can improv theater help you in a future career? We're going to talk with a senior from Concordia University, Nebraska tomorrow about improv-a-thon that they're working on, and a number of other topics. What else do we have coming? Oh, the National Youth Gathering Director. We're going to meet Reverend Derek Broughton this week as well.
And a couple Lutheran Witness articles, I think.
That's right. Lutheran Witness articles. Andrew Nelson, a fellow DCE at Chapel of the Cross in St. Peter's, Missouri. He's working on some continuing education, and I'm fascinated by why he's pursuing this degree and how that helps the people in the pew and those he serves. So we're going to talk with him on Thursday, and looking ahead to the calendar. Ooh, a house full of welcome. What's that all about?
That's all about hospitality.
Mm.
Oh, how we can be hospitable in our homes, especially if we don't really, you know, have that talent. Some people are really good at it and some people just aren't. So there's got to be a line between there somewhere for the rest of us.
Well, that wraps up our exciting weekend recap. Apparently, we live very exciting lives.
Highly exciting. Absolutely.
Thanks to our friends at Concordia University, Wisconsin, for their great support of the Coffee Hour. More Coffee Hour on the way. You're listening to the Messenger of Good News Worldwide, KFUO.